from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Anyhow, man, the Braves last night, we'll go ahead and hop into that just a little bit. And that's one of the things about the show today. Don't have to worry about any of the fluff, because the Braves last night getting the big win. Obviously, 4-3 in extra innings last night. You got a good start from Charlie Morton, and it was funny. Zeno, I'll bring you in on that conversation. Me and Bo yesterday, Bo was talking about the, look, he's like, man, we got to get to this guy starting for the Giants because look, I think we can get to him. And I was like, it's funny because I think the Giants are probably having the same exact conversation about Charlie Morton going in last night. It's like, look, man, we're coming off this Chris Sale game. We got to get to this guy, Charlie Morton, in game two, because he's going to be the guy that we can get to. But big win for the Braves last night, Z. And I'm curious kind of where you sit on the Braves just as an overall assessment right now.
I mean, every win at this point is starting to feel big. When you don't hit the ball, everything is magnified. And I've heard a lot of people talk about maybe they'll snap out of it. Maybe they'll get hot. Like, I don't like that philosophy. Hope is not a strategy. It never has been. It never will be. So that's not something you want to get. Let's just get in and hope that we get hot. I mean, you, more often than not, that doesn't work. Yes, and everybody wants to point to last year, what the D-backs did and the Rangers did. And
it's not just last year, though. There's a lot of years. In fact, the 90s Braves era was littered with teams that were hotter than them at that moment, and that kept them from it. You're not wrong with what you're saying, and I know I'm going to let you finish up, but I wanted to just jump in for a second. That's exactly what they did in 21, and that's why everyone feels
that way.
Yeah,
but the difference is that 21, there were things you could hang your hat on with this team.
Like what, though? They were under 500 going in the middle of August that year.
I get it. But again, that them getting hot started into playing a full month. They also had Freddie Freeman, Dansby Swanson have a career year, obviously. You had starting pitchers that you could rely on. You had bullpen guys that you felt confident in. Like, this team seems to be crumbling from the outside, and there's nothing there to build it back up.
But okay, let's and this is why I love when Zeno's in, because him and I will just go into this. All right, well, the starting pitching that year was Max Fried and an aging Charlie Morton. This year, I know Fried was injured and he's been a hiccup since he's came back, but you have Fried and Chris Sale. Lopez will obviously be back, but Spencer Schwellenbach is what Ian Anderson was to that team that year. And you still might get Ian Anderson. You have Raisel Iglesias having his best year since he's joined the Braves as a closer. Mm-hmm. The bullpen, now you got this A.J. Minter situation, which is very scary to me. And that might be, to me, to your point, the nail in the coffin if he can't get off, come back in, I guess, 13 days from the IL, and because he was put on it Monday. But you did have Dansby Swanson have a career year, but other than that, you had Noah Cunha, you had a piecemealed outfield, and Ozzie Albies was just what he was, and he's always been, and it hurt, and it comes back and plays a little bit. So I don't know that you're that much different from that team, I guess is what I'm saying. Now, I think the teams you're playing, Mark, I think Philadelphia is better.
Yeah.
I think, you go through the National, I think the Dodgers are stronger than ever. The Brewers are better than that team they were that year. So the Padres and the Diamondbacks are both red hot.
Again, to your point, it's a lot tougher, but there's nothing that makes me feel like, you know, this is right now the cornerstone of what this team builds on every game. You know, again, you had a lineup that year where guys could hit the ball, regardless of whether that's what they were or what they are for their careers. In that moment, from middle of August when they took over first place on, there were guys who were hitting. There was a lineup that you could trust. There was an anchor in the rotation. I don't even know who the anchor is right now.
It is funny.
That's the only one.
It is funny because I'll interject here, but you look at last night and you watch the game and kind of soak it in, and it's obviously a West Coast. I wake up this morning and I'm watching more of the highlights, and you start to see Jorge Soler, you know, knock it in somebody, and Ramon Laureano, and Whit Merrifield scores, and Eli White makes a catch in center field, and you're like, my God, Who are these people?
I feel like the groundskeepers in Major League. Who are these freaking guys?
You're like, what is going on right now, man? It's just the people that are throwing out of the bullpen even. I mean, and you get some good innings from, Raisel Iglesias last night, but Dylan Lee gets the win, and, like, it's just funny the way things have kind of been thrown together for the Braves.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and take a dump on the team or anything like that, but the reality is that, you know, the sand is coming out of the hourglass, and at some point in time you're just going to say, thank God it's over.
Yeah,
this team has been riddled with injuries all year long. It's not their fault. I mean, it's just one of the, you can't lose the quality of players that they've had, and now you got Max Fried down. Who knows if he's coming back? And for a guy who's walking into a contract year, I mean, obviously he wants to come back and pitch, but still, you know, there's that component to it too as well. It's almost like just put this thing out of its misery, man, because it's a fait accompli that I think we know how it ends.
Yeah. No, I've tended to veer towards your side, but here's the thing. Even after the most demoralizing loss of the year on Sunday, you come get back-to-back wins against San Francisco.
In 10 innings.
Right. The extra innings wins the last couple of nights have been well, they've been honestly awesome to see.
And you know what that means? Bet the Giants tonight.
I was going to get into that because before we get out of this segment, Grant Holmes is on the hill tonight, and I'll just ask y'all this question with just a minute left. Is this the biggest start of Grant Holmes' career?
No, I think the first one was the biggest start of Grant Holmes' career, and I think he did pretty well. I know he got hit around. He got kind of banged around his last outing, but if you go back and look, his swing and misses were as good as, you know, his best of his career, obviously a short career. But I've told you, Grant Holmes, get me through five innings, giving up three or less runs, and I think that my lineup should be able to do something against Robbie Ray, who hasn't been around much this year. He's only pitched 20 innings. And look, Robbie Ray wants to throw his four-seam fastball, which sits around 94 on average. This lineup should be able to hit that. I need Marcell Ozuna and Jorge Soler to stay hot, and Austin Riley, who started to heat up. And I don't know where this version of Travis d'Arnaud came from, but since July, Travis d'Arnaud's been one of the best hitting catchers in the National League.
Yeah.
The biggest problem for the Braves against Robbie Ray, their K rate has been going up for a better part of the summer, and they're going up against a guy who, for three of his four starts, has gotten at least seven strikeouts. And for a team, again, that's not hitting that much, when guys get in scoring position, strikeouts are bad. Got to put a ball in play somewhere.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. When we come back, pretty simple question. Braylon Trice is out for the year. What is plan B for the Atlanta Falcons rushing the passer? It's been asked for about 12, 13, 14 years now. We'll try to answer it on the other side of the break. Stick with us. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.